Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How God Builds Your Faith.
So how do you handle the waiting rooms of life? Some of you are in the waiting rooms right now. Well, it reveals your faith. Once you start moving through the delay period, you're going to come to phase four. And now you come to fourth phase, and it's difficulty. You say, oh no, we moved from dream to decision to delay, and now difficulty? Yes. You see, not only do you get to wait, but you're going to have problems while you wait. It's part of God's plan. Now, there are two primary kinds of problems, circumstances and critics, and both of these will delay and add difficulty to your dream. When God gives you a dream, there are going to be circumstances that hold you back and critics that put you down to make things difficult. I mean, imagine the difficulty Noah had. How'd you like to have to build a floating zoo? People said he was, you know, nuts. I mean, you know, imagine being Noah's kids. Well, you know, what's your dad doing out there in the front yard? He's building an ark. How about Joseph? Joseph had a dream of becoming a ruler. Then he's sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, falsely accused of rape, thrown into prison, and forgotten by everybody. You talk about difficulties on top of delay. After Moses died, Joshua led the people into the promised land. But when they got there, they discovered it was full of giants. Big people, much stronger than they were. And even in the promised land, there are problems because God is working on your faith and He's working on you. Why does God allow this? Well, the Bible says this: at present time, you may be temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials. It's no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. That's 1 Peter 1:7. Now, finally, when you get through the delay and you get through the difficulties, you come to the next phase, the difficulties become so bad, you've come to your limit. You've tried everything. You've exhausted all your options. And now you've reached the fifth phase of faith, which is dead end. You say, oh, thanks, Rick. Thanks a lot. Well, dead ends are part of God's plan for your life. The situation deteriorates from difficult to impossible. And now it looks hopeless. It looks like there's no way out. It looks like there's no alternative. And I want to just say right now, if you're watching this and you're at this stage, congratulations, because you're in good company. Even Paul, probably the greatest Christian ever lived next to Jesus himself, went through dead ends. In fact, one time he wrote, at that time we were completely overwhelmed. The burden was more than we could bear. You ever felt like that? He said, in fact, we told ourselves that this was the end. Yet we believe now that we had this sense of impending disaster so that we might learn to trust not in ourselves, but in God who can raise the dead. That's 1 Corinthians 1:8-9. Now, if God can raise people from the dead physically, He can raise people from the dead emotionally. He can raise a dead marriage. He can resurrect a dead career. He can resurrect a dead health problem. He can make things better. And if God can raise the dead, He can do anything. Now, at the dead end stage, you start asking, what's going on, Lord? Did I miss your will? Have I missed your vision? Did I just make up this dream? Is it just something I thought up? Now, the best example of this is when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. They had had 10 plagues in Egypt, and Pharaoh finally says, okay, you guys get out of here. Good riddance. Take off. Leave. And the children of Israel leave. But one day later, Pharaoh changes his mind. And he starts coming after them with the power and velocity of the Egyptian army. Now, the children of Israel at the Red Sea, and there are mountains on either side, and the Red Sea is in front of them, and the enemy army is in hot pursuit behind them, ready to kill them. This is what you call God's cul-de-sac. You've been in it many times, and you're going to be in it many more times in the future, where it seems like there's no way out. Now, the Bible says that the people were terrified, and they started complaining. They said, we should have just stayed as slaves in Egypt rather than die at the Red Sea. Now, think about that. We should have stayed as slaves? Do you know, some people actually prefer living in bondage that they know rather than taking the risk of something they don't know. And they don't want to take a risk of faith. They'll put up with a bad situation in a marriage, in a career, in a church, in a job, or whatever, that is certainly not God's will, rather than step out in faith, take the risk, and trust God for a miracle. Now, it's interesting in the book of Exodus that the place where the children of Israel were hemmed in between these mountains and the Red Sea in front of them was called Baal Zephon. Baal Zephon. You know what that means? It means God's hidden treasure. They're in a cul-de-sac, and it looks like no way out, but they're exactly where God wanted them to be. Now, if you're in a dead end right now, in any area of your life, you're exactly where God wants you to be. God knows where you are. He's got your number. He knows every hair on your head. He put you in that dead end for a purpose. You need to learn to say, dead ends are part of God's plan for my life. Why? Because you're going to have a lot of them. You're just in phase 5. Now, what is the best response to a dead end? Well, the answer is faith, expectation, and faith. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:10, he has rescued us, and so he'll rescue us in the future, and we're confident that he'll continue to rescue us. Over in Psalms 27, verse 13, it says, I'm expecting the Lord to rescue me again. So once again, I'm going to see the goodness, his goodness to me. You need to expect the Lord to rescue you when you're in the dead end. A positive, confident expectation that God will rescue you is the key to moving out of phase 5, dead end, into the 6th phase of faith, which is deliverance. Now we get to the good stuff. In the end, God comes in and he delivers us. He does a miracle. He provides a solution. He gives us the answer. He fulfills the dream. And in Moses' case, God splits the Red Sea. In Abraham's case, he and Sarah miraculously conceive a child. In Joseph's case, all of a sudden the dream comes true. And in a single day, he's released from the dungeon and he's made second in command of Egypt. Now, of course, the greatest miracle from dead end to deliverance is when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. God loves to bring crucifixions and turn them into resurrections. He loves to turn hopeless situations into deliverance. Why? Because he gets the credit. He gets the glory. He specializes in turning hopeless situations into miracles. So the best response to a dead end is to simply keep on expecting God to act. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting. Now let me ask you a very pointed question. Knowing what you're going through right now, what are you expecting God to do in your life? What are you expecting God to do in your life? You know, without even knowing you, I can tell you what he's doing. God is doing exactly what you expect him to do. Because the Bible tells us that every time God moves out of heaven and moves on earth and does a miracle, it's because somebody believed. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done to you. This is why this series, the 6 phases of faith, may be the most important series you've ever gone through. Now let's just do a little review. We're giving you an overview of where we're going in these 6 sessions. First, what is the dream God has given you? That's phase 1. Now, if you don't have a dream, you need to start praying, because God has a dream for your life. You just need to key into it. You say, God, give me your dream. You don't make up your own dream. You pray and you say, God, what is your dream for my life? If you don't have God's dream for your life, friend, you're not really living. You're just existing. God didn't plan that for your life. He wants you to live the full life of abundance that he intended for you. And that means fulfilling the purpose that you were created for. When you discover that purpose, that dream that God wants you to have, then you go for it and you make the decision. Now, some of you are there right now. You're in phase two. You have the dream from God, but you haven't stepped across the line yet. You haven't made the decision to go for it. And I hope in this series, you're going to stop sitting on the fence, because God's word for you at phase two is real simple. Go for it. Take it on. Move out. You got to move it, move it. Some of you have made that decision, and now you're at phase three, and you got the dream, you made the decision, and what happened? Big delay. You've made that decision, but it is being delayed, and you're asking God, when, Lord? When is it going to happen? Why haven't my prayers been answered? Why haven't I seen any progress? That's okay. You didn't miss God's will. You're in God's waiting room. Don't take a detour. Don't take a shortcut. Don't get ahead of God. Wait for him to open the right door, or you'll go through the wrong one. Some of you have gone through the delay, and you're now in phase four, and you've got difficulties. So let me ask you, what difficulties are you facing right now while you're waiting for God's dream to be fulfilled in your life? This is a test. God says, I know exactly what you're going through. I see it. I'm watching. Don't think I've forgotten you. I haven't forgotten you. This is just part of the plan. You're in the difficulty stage. Some of you have actually made it to phase five, and right now you're thinking, I've hit the wall. I'm at the dead end. I'm ready to give up. Well, you're right where God wants you to be, and you're right where this series is going to take you on to deliverance. So keep on believing. Don't give up. You're on the verge of phase six, and phase six is deliverance. You see, you got to expect and trust God to deliver you. He will. Remember, I've said it now, this is the third time. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. God is faithful. And what he promises to do, he will do. Where God guides, God provides, but it doesn't happen overnight. You've got to go through all six phases: dream, decision, delay, difficulty, and finally, dead end, the death of a vision, and then it comes to deliverance. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you don't just put us on earth to wander around, to just drift, but that you actually have a dream for our lives. Lord, many of us haven't had that dream because we've been afraid to believe, to risk, to take faith. And others of us have gotten sidelined or detoured by our dream for our lives instead of trusting your dream. Help us in this series to hear clearly from you what is your plan and purpose and dream for our lives. And then, God, give us the courage to make the decision to go for it, to be willing to invest time, money, energy, effort, and all that's going on. Help us to be ready to let go of security, like that trapeze artist who hangs in midair for that split second. Help us to grab onto the other side, but in that moment of delay that we come to next, that we'll not get discouraged. Father, for those who are facing difficulties, and those who are facing even a dead end right now, may they hang on and get to deliverance. May they not give up and die in the desert. May they enter the promised land. I pray, Father, that you'll strengthen all of our lives with faith in this series. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, if you want to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Did you know that God has a dream for your life, and that dream is bigger than anything you could ever possibly dream up yourself or think of on your own? I want to help you discover God's dream for your life, so I've written a new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Now, this book will help you identify God's dream for your life and teach you how to navigate the six phases that God is going to take you through as you pursue your life dream. It's important to understand this process because otherwise you're going to get discouraged and you might even quit when your dream isn't realized right away. The Bible is full of stories about people whose God-given dreams became a reality, but it didn't happen until they first went through the six phases of faith. God uses these delays and difficulties and even dead ends to deepen your faith and teach you how to trust Him. And as you pursue your dream, you're going to start living that full and abundant life that God created you to live. Now, why does God use these six phases of faith? Well, it helps you see His presence in your life, and it teaches you how to trust Him in every stage of life. Now, friends, this is the first book I've written in 10 years, and I don't want you to miss out on God's best for your life, or I don't want you to give up on your dream before you reach it. So I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. When you give a gift today to help us at Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with people around the world, we appreciate your prayers and your financial support so much. Have I told you lately that I love you? I do. God bless you.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.